I live my belief. I live my belief because that's who I am. Everything I do is an expression of living my belief. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. We live our belief by the way we conduct ourselves, by the way we think, and the way we talk, and the way we live. Now, if we're going to be a role model to our children, if we're going to be a role model to our friends and neighbors, if we're going to be a role model to all of life, to be that role model means that we must be a living example of what it is that we want to be a role model for. Now, a role model for being a good jeweler is a person who knows the art of jewelry, who knows the craft of jewelry, the skill of jewelry, and is a great jeweler. And he also knows gemstones. He also knows the inside of watches. He knows all sorts of things of that nature. And we say, well, that's fine. That's beautiful. That's a skill. And that's wonderful. But now if you go to a jeweler and you take him a watch, and that watch is a little different than any other watch, and it's a new breed, and he looks at it and he says, well, this is a new one for me. I think this is going to be fun. He doesn't look at the watch and say, I don't know how to fix that watch. That's not a watch that has been in my country. It's not in my world and not in my experiences. It's a watch that is new to me. He always says, ah, watches are watches. Watches have an integrity within them, have an activity within them that has always been true to what a watch is. Now, some are electronic watches, some are mechanical watches, there are watches of all different kinds, but a watch is a watch, and my art is in watchmaking, and watch fixing, and watch working on, and I work on it. And so he will take it from you, and he will say, I can do it. And then he'll figure it out. Now, he may not know on first glance exactly what it is that he's supposed to do or how he's supposed to do it, but he'll take the watch apart and he'll investigate how it is functioning, how it is made, and what it does. And this is what we do when we live our belief. We take our belief apart, we take our belief into pieces, and we say, let's see now. I believe that I am a wonderful being. I believe that I am a worthwhile person. I believe I'm a good person. Now, why do I believe that? Well, because that's just the way I believe. That's the thoughts I have put in my mind about myself, and that's who I believe I am. So, then I continue living my life from the point of view of the belief that I have about myself. And as I live from the point of view of the belief that I have about myself, then that is exactly the way I live. Now, as a watchmaker might not know every watch on first glance, he takes them apart and he investigates them and he finds out how they work. Now you, as a child and as a young person and as a young adult or adult and as a mature adult, you look at yourself and you say, whoops, I got a problem here, oh my goodness sakes. And so you're going to live your belief. So you're going to be that watch repair person. And you're going to start taking apart your life. And you're going to look at your life and you're going to say, I have this problem because I am thinking these thoughts. Well, now you may not be so wise, but you're a human being and you should be that wise. So, as a human being, you say, I think these thoughts, and that's why I have these problems. Now, I think I cannot do this, therefore I cannot do this. I will not exercise my skill of looking into the jewelry, the watchmaking background, to help me to accomplish this brand new watch. Every human being is a unique human being. Every human being lives their belief about who they think they are. And the successful people are the ones who believe that they are good and beautiful and wonderful and fantastic and that they cannot do anything. Why do you think children are born with the idea that they can do anything? Why do you think little children do not believe that there is anything they cannot do. And sometimes that's to the wisdom, or sometimes that's not to the wisdom. But they believe that there's nothing that they cannot do. And they go out and they try it. And sometimes they're successful, and sometimes they haven't figured it out, and so they just take what they have tried, and they dump it and throw it away, and it might be your brand new watch. And you say, what happened to my watch? Where'd it go? You know? And Junior took it apart to figure out how it worked, and he couldn't figure out how to do it. But you see, if Junior had been wise, he would have taken this pile of watch and gone down to the jeweler and said, jeweler, I can do anything, but you know, I took apart this watch and I cannot put it back together again, and my dad's going to kill me if I don't put it together. And the jeweler will say, hey, I've been there. I know that. I know what that feeling is like. I live my belief. I'm a jeweler, and you're a young man, and you are creative, and you're searching out, and you're looking for things, and you're good, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. Here, let me help you. And so he says, come, sit next to me. So he takes this pile of watch that you have, and he's seen them before. And so he lays it out. He spreads it out perfectly in front of him on this jeweler table. And you watch with delight in your eyes. And then he takes each little piece, and he puts it in place. He says, now this goes here. And this, the reason this goes here, it has to turn this deal here and do that there. And this goes here, and this goes there, and this goes here. And you look on with amazement, with delight in your eyes, and you are a young person who is saying, wow, yes, I can't do anything. He can do it. I can do it. He's shown me how to do it. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And so the jeweler is living his belief. And you, Junior, you are like a child, and the child says, I can do anything. Now, it's true. You have to practice. It's true. You have to figure out how to do anything. But you do it. You do it with all the love in your heart and all the joy in your heart and all the wonder in your heart, and you know you can do it, and you live your belief. Just as every human being lives their belief. Some believe they can do anything, and some believe they can't do anything. It all depends on who you are. Well, if you have a problem figuring out what you believe or what you think you can do, what you can't do, and you'd like a little push in the right direction in your thinking to believe correctly for yourself, call the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California, and we're all waiting for your call because we love to talk to you about the desires of your heart and the dreams and goals and that you'd like to live your belief. Just dial 619-478-5111. 619-478-5111. And a practitioner will answer the phone and you say, I just took my watch apart and I can't put it back together. What do I do? And the practitioner will say, what? What was that? And you say, well, I'd like to have the confidence to believe that I can do anything that I set my mind to. Can you give me a little push in the right direction on this? And the practitioner will say, let's talk about it. Let's work on it. I think we've got some solutions that might be very helpful. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Now, come on, let's talk about it together. And together, you and the practitioner at the Worldwide Healing Ministry come to all sorts of new understanding of how you can live your belief. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. You know that, don't you? We're here for you. And you know that I love you. I love you. I love you.